Hello again, and welcome to Online Worship with Johnson Memorial United Methodist Church. Today we're celebrating the calling of some disciples by the Sea of Galilee. And in honor of that, today we're by the river. We're going to talk about what it means to be a disciple, what it means to be called, and what that looks like for each of us, and give you some opportunities to respond to God's call. Welcome.
Good morning. Our scripture lesson this morning is from Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5 and 10. It's from the Common English Bible. Nineveh hears God's word. The Lord's word came to Jonah a second time. Get up and go to Nineveh, that great city, and declare against it the proclamation that I am commanding you. And Jonah got up and went to Nineveh, according to the Lord's word. Now Nineveh was indeed an enormous city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah started into the city, walking one day, and he cried out, "Just 40 days more, and Nineveh will be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed in God. They proclaimed a fast and putting on mourning clothes, from the greatest of them to the least significant. And verse 10 is, God saw what they were doing, and they had ceased their evil behavior. So God stopped planning to destroy them, and he didn't do it. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning, church. My name is Olivia Watson. I will be reading Psalm chapter 62, verses 5 through 12, and I'll also be reading from the Common English Bible. Oh, I must find rest in God only, because my hope comes from him. Only God is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will not be shaken. My deliverance and glory depend on God. God is my strong rock. My refuge is in God. All you people, trust in him at all times. Pour out your hearts before him. God is our refuge. Selah. Human beings are nothing but a breath. Human beings are nothing but lies. They don't even register on a scale. Taken all together, they are lighter than a breath. Don't trust in violence. Don't set false hopes in robbery. When wealth bears fruit, don't set your heart on it. God has spoken one thing, make it two things, that I myself have heard. That strength belongs to God, and faithful love comes from you, my Lord, and that you will repay everyone according to their deeds. This is the word of God to the people of God. Thanks be to God.
We are gathered as the church in spirit, even though we're apart from each other. And so I invite you now to take a moment, get your cell phone or laptop or some electronic means, and reach out to somebody else in Christ's name. Let us pass the peace of Christ with each other. The peace of Christ be with you and also with you. Amen. As we prepare to put ourselves in an attitude of prayer, I invite you to take a moment and just think with gratitude of the blessings that you have received, and also be ready and willing to take to God the concerns of your heart this day. Let us pray. God, thank you for this day, for the beauty of the earth, for the possibilities all around us, for the ways in which we have been sustained and fed and blessed. We come to you with gratitude for that. We thank you for the opportunity to speak with you and to listen to you and to be shaped by you every day. God, we come to you also with the concerns of our hearts. We pray for those very many people who mourn this day, that they may be comforted. We pray for those who are sick, that they might feel your healing presence and power. We pray for all of those who are caregivers, for all of those who put themselves in harm's way to keep others safe. We pray for those who go about their daily business in ways that help to make this world a better place. And God, we hope that you will use your spirit to move us so that we might be people who serve with glad and generous hearts. We come to you again this day, praying not just for ourselves and those we know, but for our community, for our country, for our world. Help us again, we ask, to be moved so that we do things that will help others and will serve you, will make your kingdom a reality here and now. Bless us so we can be a blessing. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Connie Colvin, but my maiden name is Karakoff. I grew up at Johnson Memorial, but my family has been attending with you online since May. I'm going to be reading from Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 20 from the Revised Standard Version, the beginning of the Galilean ministry and Jesus calling the first disciples. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." And passing along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Today's gospel lesson takes place along some water. And so I'm here by the Ohio River, even though this is not a lake, but also the body of water in scripture, sometimes called the Sea of Galilee and sometimes called Lake Gennesaret. That's the same lake. And it isn't a sea, and this certainly is not an ocean, but here we are thinking about water and thinking about life and thinking about being called and claimed by something bigger than ourselves. When I'm out besides nature, sometimes that's what I think of. How vast and beautiful the world is, how amazing God is to give us this world, and the ways in which we can be shaped by our experiences, even as we go about what seems to be our day-to-day lives. James and John and the other fishermen who were in their boats that day, they were doing their work. They were mending nets, or they were casting them out, or they were doing other things to shape themselves and their lives and their families in the ways that we all do. We go about our day to day. We do the things that are in front of us. We work hard to make a difference for ourselves and our world and our families sometimes. And as we continue to do that, once in a while, something amazing happens. We're touched by grace. We're touched by glory. We're called and transformed in new and powerful ways. That's what I want us to think about today. We're not fishermen, perhaps, but whatever we are people who every day have the opportunity to say a holy yes to God. An opportunity again to say, "Here I am. What is it you want me to do now?" And you know, the story for the fisherman was, "Come and I'll make you fish for people." The story for us might be, "Come and I'll make you sing for people. I'll make you teach for people. I'll make you preach for people." Whatever it is that we are called to do, let's do it with glad and generous hearts. As we prepare to offer ourselves and our gifts to God, let's think about the beauty of the earth that surrounds us, the ways in which we have been blessed, and the things for which we can rightly give God our thanks and praise. I invite you now to offer yourself and your gift and all that you are to God. So here we are again with the opportunity to depart spiritually and in a powerful way from our worship spaces and to go out into the world. And wherever that is and wherever you are, know that God is calling you, that God is calling you by name and inviting you again to a new life, a new adventure of service and faith and discipleship. Go with gladness, go with peace, go with joy. Amen.